Wednesday, July 7th, 2021, 6:28 a.m. Today, my wife's brother's widow, my brother-in-law's widow, is on her way to Hawaii from Florida for vacation, and she's going to stop off in California and pay us a visit today, maybe tomorrow too. So she actually had to fly into San Francisco and has her discounted hotel in San Francisco. So that's why she's going to commute from there to here, at least for today. We'll see if she has the gumption to do it tomorrow too. So the past couple of days, we've been kind of like giving the house a little spring cleaning to spruce up the place a little bit better. And also, like I said, I've been taking care of my sister's cat and also her outdoor plants, watering those to make sure they don't shrivel up and die in this heat that we have. I've also been working on framing the painting I'm going to enter in the Blue Line Arts Gallery membership membership medley. And I've got the frame built. It's ready to attach to the painting itself and put the hardware on. That's all that's left. The drop-off date for the painting is this weekend, so I should be in good shape as long as I don't break the frame. It's a tight fit. I don't think it's gonna come apart at all, knock on wood. But I don't know. I guess I could have probably picked something a better color. I don't know. It's kind of a brownish, maybe a maroony type of a color on top of the painting. But I put it together and it was a big gap in one of the little corners, so I had to fill that in. And I don't know how well it's going to hold up, but it's not very noticeable. Let me walk over and look at it just so I can make a good comment about it. Boy, what's going on there? What's this? What's it hung up on? I don't know. There we go. Now we're free to move about. Yeah. It's noticeable, but not really super. I guess it is kind of super noticeable for me. People looking at the painting aren't going to notice it from afar anyway. But it's not too bad. It's not like a big chunk coming out of it. But there's definitely a crease where there should be no crease. But either way, like I said, if I had my druthers, I wouldn't be entering a painting. But I kind of have to, since I pay for the membership. So I might as well show something. And it's an idea I've had for a while. I'm not really crazy about showing this idea. So we'll see how it goes. And so I wanted to post something today because I haven't been posting at all, kind of fill in what's going on. So I've been relatively busy. What else did I do? I don't know. Let's see. Well, not really much, but today's garbage day. The garbage trucks are on their way. So I could hear them coming now in the distance. But it's there they are. Hear them? Maybe not. But in the evenings I've been catching up on some TV. I used to have HBO a long time ago, a relatively long time ago. I never saw the end of the last season of Game of Thrones, so I saw that. And I'm streaming HBO Max, and so I saw the last season of Game of Thrones. And I usually, when I do something like that, I go through the whole series again so I can get caught up in what happened and all that. But I didn't do it this time because I know how long that would have taken. That was a long series, and a lot of stuff going on. So I just watched the last season, and it ended okay. It was okay. I'm okay with that. I kind of heard that there was a criticism of how it ended. I didn't have a problem with how it ended. It ended pretty good. Let's see, another season I never saw the last season of was Westworld, and on Westworld, I did watch that from the beginning all the way through, so caught up on that. And the one that the one series that didn't complete that they screwed up on was Deadwood, and they should have had at least one more season to tie up everything, but they didn't. So they made a movie, so I watched that yesterday, and the movie Deadwood, yeah, it tied up the loose ends and everything, but it was kind of like, eh, not quite the whatchamacallit, what was that, the Firefly or Serenity movie that finished off that series. That one worked better as a movie, completing the idea, than Deadwood did. It's like, okay, so it's in the it, you know it's years past, and everybody's kind of moved on, and now everything's come back together with the people coming, Hearst coming back and stirring more trouble, and how everybody ended up. So it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't disappointing, but it was just like, yeah, it's not really a lot. It could have been more, unfortunately. But I'm glad they finished it off. And let's see, anything else that I watched? Let's see. Yeah, Amazon Prime had this movie, The Tomorrow War, and yeah, it was really hokey. So that's a hokey movie. So much for my TV and movie criticisms, huh? We'll just leave it that way. I just want to make a post, let you know that yeah, I didn't forget about this. I just been, as usual, preoccupied with other stuff. I missed painting this last weekend. I wanted to paint, but I had to work on the frame, and that took priority. And we were doing something else too. I can't remember what it was that we did. But anyway, so my sister is coming back on the 10th. What's today? Today's the 7th. So in 3 more days. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So back on Saturday. So I'll probably be taking care of the cat on Saturday also. So then she's got a doctor's appointment mid-month that she wants me to take her to, because she's got to get sedated for whatever hurt she's doing. And also at the end of the month, she's going to somewhere else for the last week of July to actually the mid last week of July to mid first week of August. And I got a doctor's appointment around then too. And I haven't my friend Ben and Bo, they're going to go to Chicago. They're going to drive to Chicago because they don't really want to leave the dog alone, because she's got some kind of cancer or something that they're trying to deal with. And I guess they've stopped the cancer, and she's doing okay, but they still don't want to leave her because it'll cause stress for the dog. So they're going to drive all the way back to Chicago in their motorhome, which is, it's a trip, it's a road trip, so it's a good time to do it. They have relatives that are turning, well, Ben has relatives that are turning 90, so they're going to have a surprise birthday party for them. And he want they w so that means we are going to take care of their cats while they're gone for a couple of weeks. And that's towards I guess the last 2 weeks in July. So that's coming up here soon too then. Anyway, so yeah, I'm still gonna be busy, but I'm going to try to ignore a lot of stuff. The garden's coming along fine. We're starting to harvest tomatoes. Took some tomatoes over to my neighbor. Want to take some tomatoes over to a couple of friends of mine, and also the guy that cuts my hair. He enjoys garden tomatoes, but he's getting a little too old to have his own garden. So I like to treat him with those too. He's been a great guy. Like I said, he's been cutting my hair since 1977. He's 20 years older than me, so he's considerably older. At this stage in life. So that means he's 88. So today we're busy. We're entertaining my brother-in-law's widow, and so we'll probably go out to lunch, and she'll probably leave around dinner time or so. And tomorrow we'll see what happens if she's up for coming back again. That would be Thursday, which it's okay with me. If she wants to do that, hey, I like going out to lunch. And oh yeah, so on the 5th, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I might have. On the 5th of July, I met with friends for my ex, people that I'm my associates that I had at work, friends that I had at work. Couple of them that still three of them that were still working for are still working for AT&T, and one that's retired also. And so we went out to breakfast, got up and got to the breakfast place when it opened at 7, had our usual breakfast and bitch said session about stuff and filled in stuff. And so that was fun on Monday. That was, let's see. So that should be it. Have a good one.